From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A prisoner swap between Iran and the United States. Iranian state television reports that the government has freed four dual nationality prisoners. A number of news sources say Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian is one of them. That has now been confirmed. The announcement of the exchange came as the International Atomic Energy Agency was close to certifying that Iran had met all commitments under the landmark nuclear deal with six world powers. The official report did not identify the prisoners. U.S. officials would not immediately confirm the announcement, although they now have. But they had indicated a prisoner deal would be separate from Saturday's expected implementation of the nuclear pact. Well, that has not happened as yet. It is nighttime in Vienna where they are meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been meeting there with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who was effusive in his praise of the expected agreement.
Today is a day when we prove to the world that threats, sanctions, intimidation, pressure don't work. Respect works. Through respect, through dialogue, through negotiations, we can, in fact, reach mutually acceptable solutions, implement mutually acceptable solutions, prove that the naysayers were always wrong, and therefore move towards a world in which diplomacy, not force, not pressure, will prevail.
The release of the prisoners, along with the expected implementation of the nuclear deal and sanctions relief, caps a week of intense U.S.-Iran diplomacy that took an unexpected turn Tuesday with the detention by Iran of 10 U.S. Navy sailors and their two boats in the Persian Gulf. This is VOA News. The sea